So it's mid-year, and it's that time that a lot of us, it's time for us to do that gut check, to check in on where we are versus some goals we might have set earlier this year coming into 2026, what we've actually accomplished, and to look back. And there's this dichotomy that exists of, for many of us, especially the competitors and achievers, I know like myself, is we want to look at the things maybe we haven't done. And this is a great way that if you're that type of person that you go, hey, there's still more for me to do, but let me also pause and reflect on what I've actually accomplished. And this is just practicing gratitude, right? And we know this is like a muscle. And if you're anything like me, I struggle with this at times, is actually being grateful for and recognizing the things that are going well in my life, in my business, in areas that we should be measuring that matter, right? And so this is a great opportunity for you. I'm going to give you a four-step framework that has helped me tremendously. It's easy to remember because for many of us, we love to race, R-A-C-E. And I'm going to walk you through this framework. And for each of you, there's going to be things that I encourage you to write down, thoughts that come into your mind, and things that you maybe have done in the past that you're not doing today. And so a lot of this isn't going to be, wow, this is brand new, Brian. This is, you know, cutting edge information. It's not AI information or anything like that. This is really just putting pen to paper, realizing where we are. It's halftime. This is the coach coming in, and we're going to have a conversation together about how do we take the things that have worked and do more of those and accelerate them, and then look back at the things that didn't work. What can we adjust? What do we need to tweak? And then my big one lately is clarity in eliminating distractions. Clarity in eliminating distractions. Had a conversation yesterday with my friend Craig Davis, and we were talking about that, as so many people are just focused on the outcome, the results, the things that we want to achieve on the other end of it. And what I have learned and talking to coaches in my own life and high performers is the process, the standards, the daily activities. That's where the gold is. That's how you stack your days. That's how you actually create the wins, and you create the results, and you blow past those goals. So I know in my own life, as I look back, those were the breakthrough seasons. In the times that I looked too far ahead and I was only focused on the outcome, only focused on the results, I missed the opportunity each day just to stack more wins and to create more opportunities that later would come to fruition. And some of those take months and years to come through. And this framework's going to help you. So let's jump into it. So race, R, we need to reset, right? And what a reset looks like for me is pausing. Reset, just take a step back. Reflect on what's worked for you this year. Write down three big wins. Three wins that you look back now, and some of you might have forgotten about. So you might have to look in your calendar. You might have to think about things. You might look into your investments. You might look into your health. You might look into your team's growth, year over year metrics and things that you measure. Go back and look at what you've accomplished already in the half of the year, the 6 months that you've been competing this year. And as you reset and you reflect back, start to refocus on what matters. Start to refocus on, what are the things you're truly committed to? If you're anything like me, 6 months goes by and a lot can change. And so this gives us an opportunity not only to reset and refocus, but to look at, okay, this was important earlier in the year. Maybe you've already accomplished that goal, right? You had an investment goal, you had a health goal, you had a business growth goal, and you achieve that. And you say, you know what, Brian, in this next season, this next 90-day sprint, I'm going to prioritize this in my life, a relationship in your life. You're going to prioritize something in your life that you're paying down a debt. You're investing somewhere. You're going to prioritize recruiting your team because you know the growth ahead and what recruiting provides to you. It's a great chance for you to do that. And after the R, we're going to move to the A. And that's alignment. And I mentioned this earlier. Big thing I keep coming back to is clarity. One of my good friends, Roy Vaden, shares this all the time, but diluted focus will give you diluted results. Diluted focus. So we're spread out too deep. We're not aligned up with what really matters to us. We're chasing maybe things the world has told us is important. We're not aligned. And so we're distracted. And that diluted focus will give you diluted results. Just think back to the last time that you were spread so thin. You're trying to do this goal and you're chasing after that goal. You're doing all these things, only to come to find out you were spread so thin that you didn't even accomplish one of them. And what I found in these 90-day sprints that I love to do, that part of the race, is I'm hyper-focused on something. And it's like a dimmer switch. I'm turning something up, the intensity, the heat, the light, everything that's on that for that particular area. I've done that in my health. I've done that in my business, relationships, all of that for you. You can do it in your faith today. You say, you know what, Brian? I've drifted. The next 90 days, you put in a routine and standards for your days. You're able to line up. This is where the beauty and the magic happens that so many people will skip past. And what I've found with this is when you start to take these actions, start to align up your calendar. The takeaway and the action item is do your priorities that you say and you've committed to match what your calendar would say and your bank account. Where you're spending your time and your treasures and your money will reflect that. Okay, let's move through. R-A and the C in this. Oh man, too many people out there today that are passive. You could say they are interested. It's a great way one of my coaches used to say is, you got camps over here, Kovey. You got two camps. One of the camps, that room over there, they're interested. If it feels good, if it works out today, they might get a workout in if their feelings are aligned, the sun's out, it's pretty. They like the movements. They might do it. Yeah, they might make their sales calls today if things go well, they're in the right mood. Maybe they just got a sale, so they're hyped up and they're going to make another sale. But this interested group is dangerous. When you're in that camp for too long, you just drift and you drift far, far away from center. And you know it because you look up one day and you're like, man, things aren't where I thought they would be. I thought I'd be further along here. And this interested camp is going to compete for your attention. It's always going to compete for your attention because it's the force of average. It's what other people are doing. It's what maybe you've done in the past. And so it's going to pull you back and try to suck you back into that. And so we need to make a decision. The C is committed. Are you committed? It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to look at your actions and to say, you know what? I committed to that. And each day, whether I felt like it or not, whether I saw a result and got a win or not, I was committed to the actions and activities that were going to produce the results that I wanted. So are you committed? And I would encourage you to go through your faith, your family, your fitness, your finances, key areas in your life. What is your commitment level? And be honest. Scale of 1 to 3. Very simply, 1, not at all. 2, you're kind of in the middle. You're kind of average there. 3, you're all in. You're committed. To figure out what areas we need to get to 3s on. How do we produce the energy to sustain that and to remain committed? This will be a separator for you. In the third quarter, as many people start to pull away, maybe some have already accomplished some goals and some big wins this year, and they just start to sit back. They get seduced by success, as one of my coaches would say. And they look and go, man, I've already done all this year. I've already won. There's still more time. The game's not over. Let's get back in there and let's commit. And then the E, execute. Execute what you said you were going to do. Do what you said you were going to do. And this execution piece is going to involve a layer of skills. And so I'm still one of those personal development guys, listening to podcasts, learning, have a coach, have people in my life that give me real feedback, surround myself with people further along in specific areas, surround myself with people that can give me advice and speak into my life. Is your ability to execute and your capacity to execute is going to determine how far do you take all of this, right? Because we can do the R, the A, and the C, and we get to E, and this can be a separator for you today. So if you look at this and say, hey, Brian, I'm executing all these things, but I'm just not quite breaking through. It could be you need to learn a new skill. You need to upskill. You need to look at something that you're not executing on. It could be your pull-through rate. For our mortgage advisors, I talk about that quite often, is when you first speak to a customer and then they move through, how many are you losing? Where is that leakage there? Where is the funnel starting to drop customers out that we should be converting? Because it's one thing to have all these conversations. The same is true in recruiting. But as you move through, how many are you converting? And it could be you're having enough conversations, but your execution is not there. Your conversion is not there. So start to look at where you're executing. And what I've learned is the best the elite at this, they are always sharpening the saw. They are always getting better at their communication, always getting better at listening. They're always getting better at the information they have, whether it be AI or technology or things that they can use to outsource tasks, to be in the know, to keep up with the mortgage market, to keep up with what's happening in housing and finance. They are always learning and growing. That's how you take your execution, your capacity to the next level. You get a coach, you get somebody that's going to help you and hold you accountable, and they're going to help you move through this. So this is the RACE framework, as I've shared, even shared it recently with another mortgage team. And I thought it'd be a great time for us just to share this on the podcast with you, is because many of you, you're at a place right now where you have a unique opportunity. It's halftime. It's halftime. And the coach just gave you the playbook. I gave you the play-by-play. Now, what you do with it is going to be up to you. Some of you are going to take it and you're going to start immediately implementing things. You're going to start reviewing where you are, what's happened, what do you need to do in the future. Some of you just need to recommit. You committed early in the year and then you fell off and you drifted away from that. This is your chance to recommit. And then many of you in the last E, it's game time. Leverage who you are, who God created you to be, and all of the skills and the uniqueness that only you have, and get out there in the market. Let people know what you do and serve more people in an authentic way, not chasing an end in mind. We're actually serving people where they are each day, and let those conversations, those relationships start to stack up the wins for us. So this has been impactful for you. Guys, I would love for you to share it with somebody. Make sure this podcast gets in the right hands. This could be a really cool, unique gift for you to share with somebody that's a referral partner or somebody on your team, if you're a team leader, and let them know about this RACE framework, and even break it down if you're a team leader with your team, with each of your team members. What a great way to reset at halftime and to set your team up for massive success in the second half of the year. I'm cheering for you. Let me know if there's anything we can do for you. And as always, leave us a review, 5 stars, a comment on there. That's how we get the word out to more people. And make sure you share this with a friend. See you guys on the next episode.